State regulators today ordered Duke Energy to dig up and move coal ash from the remaining six of its North Carolina plants that don't already have removal plans. Duke already is removing ash at eight of its 14 coal-fired plants around the state, but Duke has said it wants to leave ash where it is at the rest under new waterproof covers. The company says today's orders will nearly double its costs and cause it to miss cleanup deadlines. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax is with me to talk about this order. So, David, what does the DEQ order mean?
Well, it means that the plants that are concerned are the Marshall Steam Station on Lake Norman, the Allen plant on Lake Wylie, and four other plants in Cleveland, Person, and Forsyth counties. And the orders mean that Duke will have to excavate the ash and move it into new lined landfills.
And why did state regulators decide not to let Duke keep the ash where it is?
Basically, Environmental Secretary Michael Regan says it wouldn't protect the public health.
It would not be protective of public health nor the environment or our natural resources if we were to leave that coal ash constituent in the ground. The only option that the science led us to was full excavation.
And just a reminder, coal ash is what's left after burning coal. It includes heavy metals like mercury and arsenic that can cause cancer. Duke has gotten into legal and regulatory trouble in the past at some of its plants. The company argues that coal ash is safe and that putting new waterproof covers over existing coal ash dumps would address any concerns about water flowing through the ash and into the groundwater. That's called capping in place. But state environmental regulators said no. They held public meetings near the six plants in January and February, and hundreds of neighbors came out to oppose Duke's plans.
And David, once Duke Energy digs up this coal ash, what will they do with it?
Well, as I said, they'll have to dig up the millions of tons of coal ash, and they will move it to these new lined landfills. And they've already been doing that at several plants, like the Riverbend plant on Mountain Island Lake in Gaston County. In that case, Duke sent the ash by train to an old brick mine in Chatham County. I actually did a story last year, a couple years ago, about citizen protests over that. Many people will remember the big spill 5 years ago at the Dan River plant in Eden on the Virginia border. There, Duke initially sent the ash to a landfill in Virginia, but most of it's going into a new lined landfill on the plant site. And in all six of these cases, that's what's going to happen, including Marshall and Allen.
How long will this process take, and what will it cost?
Duke says it would take decades to finish cleanups at some of these plants. The company put out a statement this afternoon saying that if it has to excavate, it won't probably meet the state and federal cleanup deadlines for some of the plants. And that's probably referring to the Allen and Marshall plants near us, which have the most of any North Carolina coal ash sites. As for the cost, Duke said it's excavating instead of capping in place would add $4 to $5 billion to its cleanup costs, putting the total at more than $10 billion for the Carolinas.
So that's the cost for Duke. What about ratepayers?
Well, it will definitely affect them. And I talked to a Duke spokeswoman today who said that Duke will ask the North Carolina Utilities Commission for permission to pass along the added cost to customers on their monthly bills. And she wasn't sure specifically how it would affect everybody's bills, but it seems likely that customers will pay a big chunk of this. Regulators have allowed Duke to recover about $175 million in cleanup costs so far. Duke argues that cleaning up coal ash is one of the long-term costs that come with having access to electricity.
And David, environmental groups, of course, have been all over this issue. What's their reaction today?
Well, as you can imagine, they're pretty happy with the news. The Southern Environmental Law Center has sued Duke multiple times over coal ash pollution and won. The group's lawyer, Frank Holloman, called it a historic decision for North Carolina.
Governor Cooper's Department of Environmental Quality has determined, after studying all the facts and listening to all the communities involved, that Duke Energy has to remove all the coal ash from its unlined pit at six remaining sites in the state in order to protect the state's public health and the quality of its clean water.
All right, and David, what happens now?
Well, Duke has until August 1st to submit final cleanup plans, and the DEQ will review those and hold more public meetings. Regan said the final approval could come by the end of the year.
WFAE's David Borax discussing state regulators' order today that Duke Energy must remove coal ash at all of its North Carolina plants. David, thank you.
You're welcome.